You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Governor John Bel Edwards' administration has reached emergency agreements to keep Louisiana Medicaid services intact for 1.5 million people. The Louisiana Department of Health released copies of the agreements late Thursday, explaining the one-year deals still need final state and federal approvals to take effect in January. The emergency contracts will keep the five private companies that currently manage care for most Medicaid patients in place amid legal disputes that has stalled new contracts. Multi-billion dollar contracts with the five Medicaid managed care companies were slated to expire at the end of December. President Donald Trump has announced he will visit Shreveport-Bossier this coming Thursday, November 14th. The purpose of Trump's visit is to speak at a rally supporting Louisiana gubernatorial candidate Republican businessman Eddie Rasponi, who faces incumbent Democrat John Bel Edwards in a runoff election on November 16th. According to the Shreveport Times, Trump drew a standing room only crowd of 10,000 at the Monroe Civic Center last Wednesday, with an overflow crowd watching a big screen outside the arena. The rally will take place in the CenturyLink Center in Bossier. It has a capacity of 15,000 people. This will be Trump's third rally in Louisiana during the governor's campaign. Tickets to Trump's visit are free, and you can request two tickets per person. You can find out how on our website, redriverradio.org. A federal judge says she'll fine the state of Texas $50,000 a day for lack of adult overnight supervision for foster children in group homes. And the fines start today. It's all because U.S. District Judge Janice Graham Jack says the state has repeatedly lied to her. Bob Garrett is a reporter with the Dallas Morning News and has been covering the story. He gives more background.
She has been trying to get this for 4 years and feels that the state misled her at trial, possibly even perjured themselves over the fact that some of these places, many of them do have adults at night, but some do not. And that is where Judge Jack feels these children are most vulnerable.
That audio outtake was courtesy of the Texas Standard. There's a saying, things are bigger in Texas. After all, the Lone Star State is really large, and there are more rural students in Texas than any other state. That's according to a new report from the Rural Schools and Community Trust. The report, based on national statistics, found that nearly 700,000 Texas students attend a rural school. In fact, nearly half of the school districts in Texas are rural. But compared to most other states, rural schools in Texas have less money to spend per student, and research shows they have lower educational outcomes. Alan Richard is a board member for the Rural Schools and Community Trust. He offers this observation.
Many rural schools have wonderful things to offer. They give you personal attention and are caring places where everybody knows each other, but too often rural schools are made to struggle across the country.
The report is based on data from the 2016-2017 school year before state legislators increased funding for public education. Weather outlook for today, it's going to be a partly sunny day, a bit cooler with an expected high temperature around 52 degrees. Skies will clear off later tonight. The low temperature is expected to drop to 32 degrees later tonight. You're listening to Red River Radio News.